Do you know what's been driving me bananas lately? All this advice out there about how to finally become that fit, toned woman. The lists always sound the same. Wear this cute matching set, follow these exact macros, do this one magic exercise so you can get the arms or the confidence or the life you think you're supposed to have. But listen, when you are stepping into your naturally toned woman energy, you're not doing any of it to earn a gold star. You're not performing for approval. You're not hustling for worthiness. Becoming naturally toned is not a tactic. It's a way of being. It's how you move through your day. It's how you talk to yourself. It's how you show up for your body, whether anyone sees you or not. So today we're redefining what it actually means to live as a naturally toned woman and how to embody that energy from the inside out. Because listen, it's not the leggings, it's not the perfect routine, it's not even the goal weight. It's about the woman you become when you stop chasing quick fixes and start owning who you are and what you're capable of. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 98. I just turned 57. And this birthday snapped something awake in me. It made me look at my life and say, enough, okay? Enough pretending you're working on it, enough dabbling, enough waiting for motivation to magically show up like a DoorDash order. Because let's be honest here, the internet is drowning in advice about how to better yourself. And most of it's a joke. It teaches women how to pose as someone confident instead of actually becoming someone confident. It's all curated aesthetic, zero real identity. It's wellness cosplay. And that is exactly why so many women never change. If you come to me wanting toned arms, a stronger identity, and the kind of self-trust that doesn't crumble on Friday night, I'm not here to hand you another checklist. I'm not going to teach you how to pretend you're the woman who follows through. I'm going to teach you how to stop lying to yourself about who you are becoming. Because this work isn't about performing discipline. It's about becoming the naturally toned woman, even when it's inconvenient, even when it's uncomfortable, even when your brain throws a tantrum and tells you to start over Monday. A naturally toned woman doesn't need to prove anything. She doesn't need the outfit, the perfect plan, or the applause. She shows up because she decided to. Period. And that is the relationship we are building here. You with you. No performance, no pretending, no props. Just the real woman you're ready to become. The relationship you have with yourself is the whole game. It's the foundation of everything you want, especially when it comes to becoming a naturally toned woman. Your workouts matter, yes, your nutrition matters, but nothing shapes your arms or your life more than the way you speak to yourself and the way you follow through for yourself. And this brings me to something women rarely talk about, but feel every single day, the idea of value, not in the fluffy internet guru sense, but in the real lived sense. Because the way you define your value as a woman directly affects the way you treat your body. It affects how you show up, how you commit, how you quit, and how you carry yourself into every room you walk into. So before we talk about the identity of a naturally toned woman, we have to pause and clean up this word value. Because it gets thrown around everywhere, and honestly, most of the definitions are completely backwards. When you hear the word value, what comes to mind for you? Most women instantly think about what they can offer other people, how good they can look, how helpful they can be, how pleasing and impressive and reliable they appear. And sure, maybe that's a tiny fraction of it, but when that becomes your whole focus, you end up living your entire life on a stage, waiting for applause to tell you who you are. And I know that trap well. For years, I kept trying to earn a sense of worth by performing. Let me act this way. Let me show up perfectly. Let me get the compliments and approval so I can finally feel valuable. But that cycle is exhausting. It drains you. And ironically, it leaves you feeling the complete opposite of valuable. A naturally toned woman does not measure her value by how well she performs for others. She measures it by how she treats herself, by how she honors her choices, by the quiet, powerful integrity she builds with herself every single day. That is the shift that we're making here. So let's break this identity down into three parts, because becoming a naturally toned woman is not just about curls and protein. It's about who you are while you're building those arms. The first part is your intrinsic worth. This is your birthright. You were born valuable, full stop. You arrived valuable. You don't earn it. You don't perform for it. You don't barter for it with discipline or perfection or pleasing other people. Your existence alone is a literal miracle. Think about all the things that had to line up for you to be here on this planet, in this body, living this one life. That alone makes you worthy of taking incredible care of yourself. But here's the trap. So many women try to perform their way into worthiness. They buy the cute outfit. They force the perfect routine. They try to look like they have their act together because they don't deep down believe they deserve to feel powerful, strong, or confident yet. And when you're performing for your own worth, you're stuck on the hamster wheel forever. It never gives you what you're actually chasing. So what if right now you honored your intrinsic worth? What if you decided you are already enough, already worthy, already valuable, no performance required? Because once you claim that, the next part becomes so much easier. And you've heard me talk about this endlessly because my entire coaching world revolves around it. Your self-image drives everything. How you see yourself determines how you show up. It determines how you treat your body. It determines what you tolerate and what you absolutely refuse to accept anymore. When you see yourself as a woman worthy of being strong, toned, and well cared for, your actions naturally line up with that vision. And if someone doesn't see you that way, you simply won't keep them in your circle. They don't match the identity you're building. Which brings me to the third part of becoming a naturally toned woman, your lived worth. This part cannot be faked. People feel it before you ever say a word. It's the quiet confidence of someone who has stopped pretending and started becoming. It's how you live out the truth of I matter, my body matters, my choices matter. And here's the thing, it's going to look different for each of us. There's this silly misconception online that women who are confident or disciplined all look the same, right? They wear the trendy outfits, drink the fancy smoothies, and talk a certain polished way. But that's not what real lived worth looks like. A naturally toned woman doesn't dress the part, she lives the part. She shows up for herself because she already claimed her worth before she ever picked up a dumbbell. Now, let me tell you something that might ruffle a few feathers. I have been around plenty of women who wear the nicest clothes, speak beautifully, and check every put together box, and they still don't feel powerful. They don't feel grounded. They don't feel like the woman they keep pretending to be, because confidence is not an outfit and worthiness is not a performance. Becoming a naturally toned woman is an energy you claim, then express in your own way. Your expression might be jeans and cowboy boots. It might be leggings with dog hair on them. It might be a messy bun, a strong coffee, and a walk in the morning because you promised yourself you would. That is what you value. That is what feels true for you. Your job is to honor that, not contort yourself into someone else's version of fitness or discipline. Stop believing there is one way to look, act, or dress in order to become a stronger version of yourself. You are here to be uniquely you. And when you own your worthiness, your confidence shows up naturally. No performance, no pretending, just alignment. So I want to give you 8 steps to embody the energy of a naturally toned woman. These are not tactics, okay? They are identity shifts. And the first one is the core of everything. Think like a woman who respects herself. Every transformation starts with the thoughts you allow in your mind. A naturally toned woman speaks to herself differently. She doesn't bully herself into action. She doesn't drag herself with comments like, "I can't keep up," "I don't have what it takes," or "I'm too far behind." That internal soundtrack destroys results faster than skipping a workout ever will. Instead, she thinks, "It's an honor to be me. I bring strength, ideas, resilience, and value into every room. I'm not behind. I'm right on time. And I'm excited about what I'm creating." Throughout the day, ask yourself, is this how a naturally toned woman would speak to herself? If not, shift it. This is identity work. Okay, step 2, protect your strength zone. A naturally toned woman treats her life the same way she treats her workout space. She has a strength zone, a training lane, a clear line around what comes in and what gets kicked out. So think of it like this. When you're lifting weights at the gym, you don't let someone walk right into your space, bump your elbow, and throw you off balance. You claim your area because you're building something. You're focused. You're intentional. You're in your strength zone. Your life needs the same boundary. Your strength zone is made up of the habits, thoughts, routines, and environments that support the woman you're becoming. Inside the zone, choices that fuel your future. Outside the zone, choices that steal from your goals, drain your energy, or sabotage your consistency. Most women immediately jump to boundaries with other people, but I'm going to challenge you here. The strongest boundaries you will ever create are the ones you set for yourself. Ask yourself, does this action belong in my strength zone? Does this thought strengthen me or weaken me? Does this choice support the woman I'm becoming or the woman I'm trying to outgrow? This isn't about being picky. It's about protecting the identity you are building. A naturally toned woman doesn't apologize for her standards. She stands in them. Step 3, keep your word to yourself. A naturally toned woman trusts herself. She knows that when she says she will do something, she will do it. That is self-trust. That is strength. And if you've been breaking promises to yourself for years, you know, it's okay. We rebuild it like a muscle, one small rep at a time. If you tell yourself that you're going to lift weights, lift for 12 minutes. If you tell yourself you'll journal, open the notebook and write one page. Show yourself through action that you matter. Show yourself that your word carries weight. This is how you elevate your self-image. This is how you stop living as a woman who tries and start living as a woman who follows through. Practice keeping your word to yourself, because that is what a naturally toned woman does. That is how toned arms are actually built. Okay, let's go deeper. Number four, prioritize your well-being like it's part of your arm training plan. Your tone shows up in your habits. Your strength shows up in your choices. When you put your well-being first, your arms respond. Rest instead of numbing with Netflix all night. Book the doctor appointment that supports your training. Choose joyful movement that builds consistency instead of workouts that punish you into quitting. When you care for your well-being, you tell your brain, I am worth the reps. And a naturally toned woman knows she is. Number five, dress like the woman who has toned arms even before they show. Huge shift. Dressing for yourself is part of embodying the identity of a toned woman. This isn't about designer labels. It's about alignment with the version of you who is already showing up. Wear colors that make you feel powerful. Put on perfume just because you like feeling elevated. Choose pieces that make you want to stand tall and showcase your arms, even if you're not all the way there yet. When you walk by the mirror, you want to think, yep, that's her. That's the woman who is building something. Okay, number six, master your emotional life so you don't eat your way out of your arm goals. A naturally toned woman doesn't let moods dictate her choices. She feels her emotions, but doesn't let them drag her into the pantry or onto the couch when she promised herself movement. Emotional mastery might look like this: pausing before reacting to the Instagram comment, choosing curiosity instead of defensiveness, using breath work, journaling, or a walk to regulate your nervous system instead of grabbing a snack. This matters because most women lose their arm tone to emotional eating and emotional quitting, not lack of workouts. Emotional mastery doesn't mean you feel nothing. It means feelings no longer run your training schedule. Okay, number seven, celebrate yourself like a woman who is sculpting her strongest self. Stop waiting for someone else to say, wow, your arms look amazing. Say it to yourself. Notice your progress. Cheer your consistency. Praise your efforts on the days it would have been easier to quit. Is celebrate the small flexes. I picked up the heavier dumbbell. I did my workout even though I wanted to hide. I made a solid food choice instead of buffering with snacks. I pushed through the messy middle. There is no transformation without celebration. A naturally toned woman is her own hype woman, always. Number eight, invest in your growth the same way you invest in your strength. When you see yourself as worthy, you naturally invest in your health, your strength, and your evolution. Maybe that's coaching. Maybe that's higher quality food. Maybe that's better equipment, a new workout space, or a program that keeps you accountable. The energy is what matters. Naturally toned women invest because they are worth it. They invest because they're growing. They invest because toned arms don't come from scarcity thinking. They come from identity thinking. They evolve from self-worth, not desperation. A naturally toned woman looks at herself and thinks, I am enough. I am worthy. I am valuable. And from that place, she asks a different question, not what's wrong with me, but What is my next level of strength? What is my next level of follow through? What is the next version of me I am ready to grow into? Okay, she is always creating. Growth is in her DNA. She never stops evolving. She never stops shaping her life or her body. And when she invests in herself, she sends a clear message to her brain, I matter. I'm worth investing in. My goals are worth supporting. My arms, my health, my energy, my confidence are worth the time, the money, and the commitment. And that might look like reading a book each month that stretches your thinking. It might look like taking classes that spark inspiration. It might look like learning new skills or exploring creativity. When you expand your mind, you expand your life. And when you expand your life, it becomes easier to take care of your body and actually build the toned arms you want. Your self-image is the root of everything. Now, those 8 steps are how you embody the identity of a naturally toned woman. Because at the end of the day, your arm results are not just about workouts. They are about how you see yourself. Your self-image decides your consistency. It decides your habits. It decides whether you treat yourself like someone who deserves tone or someone who keeps starting over. All right, my friends, I will see you all next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.